So we're doing the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5415. Now, you know, a lot of people, when they had problems, they asked a bracha from the Rebbe. All kinds of problems. Sometimes they asked for a blessing. They wanted Hashem to help them, and they went to the rabbi, to the tzaddik, to the Rebbe for a blessing. And of course, the Rebbe would bless everyone. Now, in this case, the Rebbe is addressing this letter, Baruch Hashem, the first day of Iyar, Tovshin Yudalit, Brooklyn, to Rav HaChosid, Morenu Menachem Zev Sheyichya HaLevi Gringlas, in Montreal. He was one of the rabbis who headed the yeshiva, the Lubavitcher institutions in Montreal, and apparently, in this particular letter to the Rebbe, he wrote about someone else who is having difficulties financially and is asking for a bracha. So he writes, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter that was delayed in the delivery. Like the Rebbe is basically saying, it's not that my answer is delayed, but based on the date on the letter, it took some time to get here, so I'm responding to it. In that letter, you write, the Rebbe says, about Mr. dot, 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 of course there's no name here, that his livelihood is not the way it should be. On top of that, he had a robbery. So he's really, I guess, suffering financially, asking the Rebbe for a blessing. Now, anytime somebody asked the Rebbe for a blessing, the Rebbe took that note and he brought it with him to the resting place of his father-in-law, the previous Rebbe. And the Rebbe would travel there during various different times. And the Rebbe says, Be'ez Rotzen, that it'll be on a special day, on a day of goodwill, which is certain times during the year, during the month, in which the Rebbe used to go and visit the holy tzion of his father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles over here. So the Rebbe says, I will mention him and his family members on the holy tzion based on the content of he writes about. Now, the Rebbe says that I want you to give over to him, explain to him the very famous saying of our sages of blessed memory. That's on the verse in Devarim. It says, Aser to Aser. Literally means tithe, you should tithe. It's talking about tithing from the various crops that the person has. He has to give a tithe to the Kohen, has to give to the Levi, to the poor people. We talk about tithing. But it says two times. It says tithe, aser to aser. Why is it a double language? So our sages tell us, aser to aser. If you tithe, you will become rich. Meaning, if you give tzedakah, it's not like you're losing money because you're taking away of your money and you're giving it to tzedakah. That's the means of becoming rich. Aser to aser. Aser b'shvil shetis asher. So that you become wealthy. So the Rebbe says, explain to him that in a situation, if a person is not happy with his livelihood, in other words, it's not enough. He doesn't make enough money for his living. So what's the solution? So one would say, give less tzedakah, so you spend less money. No, you should add to tzedakah more than you were accustomed to separate, even if you had all your needs, because right now you're looking for wealth, you're looking for money. How do you get money? That's your investment. That's where the returns come from. And the Rebbe says, even if you did as necessary, as our sages use the phrase, kidboy lemevet, as one should do, which means even if you have given enough tzedakah, as you should, but when you need something extra, then you have to give more. And of course, the Rebbe says, if there was room even before your condition, to add, to give more for tzedakah, to do so now. So the Rebbe says, if you're having difficulty with your livelihood, don't stop giving tzedakah, give more tzedakah. Even more tzedakah than before, even if you gave enough tzedakah before, but now you need a special blessing, you need a special investment, and that you give tzedakah. Certainly, if you didn't give before, you should give more now. But the Rebbe says, don't just do it, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to do it with joy. Do it with gladness of heart. And you can trust the Creator of the world to keep His promise. You can trust Hashem. Hashem says, normally, Hashem says, you're not allowed to test Him. You can't say to Hashem, oh, okay, I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'll put on tefillin, and I want you to promise me that my son is going to get better. I want my son to get better on the condition that I put on tefillin. You're not allowed to do that. But when it comes to tzedakah, you're allowed to do that. Hashem says, test me with this, etc. I'll give you blessing. So therefore, the Rebbe says, you explain to him that he should give more tzedakah, and you test Hashem, and you will see. If you give more tzedakah, Hashem is guaranteed to keep His promise. Hashem is going to give you, open up, I will pour, shower you with blessing, until you will say enough, because you get so much blessing. Ad bli dai, without saying enough. In other words, be an endless amount of blessing. So the Rebbe says, if you are trying to improve your financial situation, don't cut your charity. On the contrary, give more charity. That's the means by which you will get a lot more. As far as what happened with the theft, with the robbery, so the Rebbe says there is a known letter of the Alter Rebbe and also his son, the Mittler Rebbe, and also his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, that, God forbid, after one experiences a damage, then comes around the measure of compassion, which is even greater than the measure of kindness. It is an unlimited inheritance, which means like this. In the order of the Sefirot, you have Chesed, then comes Gevura, then comes Tiferet. So Chesed is kindness. After Chesed comes Gevura, stringent, strictness, restriction. And then comes Tiferes, beauty. Tiferes is considered like compassion. So kindness is not as large, not as big as compassion. Compassion is considered to be, that's the measure of Yaakov Avinu, which Hashem promised him an inheritance without any boundaries, which means a limitless blessing. So, therefore, the Rebbe says, if one experiences a difficulty, which means a gevura, look forward for the measure of compassion, which is even more than the measure of chesed. But for every flow and blessing from above, we need to make the proper fitting and wide vessels. What are the vessels? The vessels is to do Torah and mitzvahs in a perfect way and with joy. So here the Rebbe advises him in both areas. As far as his difficulty challenges, The Rebbe says, give more tzedakah, you'll get more money that way. Give more charity, your financial situation will improve. As far as the theft, the Rebbe says, look forward. After one experiences God's harshness, which means the gevurah, the strictness, expect to see kindness, compassion, and that will be even more blessing than before. And Rebbe quotes from the Rebbe's, from the Alter Rebbe, the Mittler Tzemach Tzedek. And the Rebbe says, it will be proper. Since I will mention him and his family on the holy tzion of my father, the Rebbe, that he should set a time for learning the teachings of Chassidus Chabad, about which, upon which, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, gave up his life. He gave up his life for, dedicated and gave his life away for the study of Chassidus Chabad. So you're asking a blessing from the Rebbe, right? So you have to do something for the Rebbe. If you're asking something for the Rebbe, do something for the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says on Shabbos and on Mondays and Thursday, you should study some Chassidus Chabad. Even if it's on Mondays and Thursdays, it's a shorter time than Shabbos, you don't have that much time. And the Rebbe says, and it'll be even best to keeping his, what he instituted, saying the portion of the monthly tillim as it's been divided, the tillim for the days of the month after the morning prayers. And the Rebbe says, all this, self-understood, needs to be without a vow, b'li neder. And the Rebbe, so the Rebbe suggests, in the top of anticipating giving more tzedakah and doing mitzvahs, especially the Rebbe said, to set up a time for learning Chassidus, a Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Shabbos a little bit longer, Monday and Thursday shorter. The Rebbe says, keeping best is to keep the shear of saying a portion of the Tehillim after the davening without a vow. Then the Rebbe says, for sure your wife, the wife of the above, of this man who is writing about, keeps the Jewish tradition of the women, of B'nais Yisrael HaKshedus, the proper, the Jewish women, to give to tzedakah before lighting the candles on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. But at least she should conduct herself from here and on with blessings for good news and all of the above. So he writes to the Rebbe about, the Rebbe wrote many letters to him, to Rabbi Greenglass, but he writes to the Rebbe about this individual who he's asking of her a blessing from, because he's having a hard time with his livelihood, and also he experienced a robbery. And the Rebbe responds that as far as a hard time goes, you have to give more tzedakah, because that's the key to seeing Hashem's blessings, and you can test Hashem, try Him out, and make yourself a promise. I'm going to give for charity, you'll see that Hashem will send you the means and more. As far as the theft, the Rebbe says, anticipate that after that harsh experience, you were going to experience compassion from Hashem. But the Rebbe also encourages him to learn some Chassidus, as you're asking the blessing of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and he is one that gave up his life for the teaching of Chassidus. Starts studying some Chassidus, and especially the Rebbe also encourages to say the shir of the Tehillim, and also that his wife, the Rebbe says, certainly gives tzedakah, as it is the tradition to give tzedakah before lighting the candles on Friday in Erev Yom Tov, but if she didn't, she should start doing it now. So